I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
All right, guys, I wanted to take a moment to show you a neat little utility that I found. I know we haven't had a show in a while, but I figure it's better to have these brief demonstration-style shows than not to have a show at all. And to show you that, yeah, there are things available out there for us. This one is called Change Time. And it's a very unique little utility, kind of an odd utility. It's actually Change Timestamp is the full name. It's listed on certain websites where you can pick up utilities like this as Change Time, because it changes the meta information of a file. And it works like this. You can set the date, which this is obviously today's date and today's time when I opened the program. I can come in here and let's say that I want to make this appear to be a program that was created tomorrow. So I can come in here and click on that particular part of the date and change it by going up and down here with the value. So now it's 12/20. And we'll make it the date the file was created and the date it was last modified. That's my standard choices. Now it has an INI file that it writes to keep your choices or options chosen. So I'm going to go to some files that I work with day in and day out for our video network, speakfaith.tv. And I'm going to go to a file here that is dated for, let's see, we set it for 20. Here's one that was the 20, but notice that the date on it, this file was actually created 12/18 at 7:25 a.m. So I'm going to take this file and drag it over here and drop it in this little area. Now it just makes a noise, ding, and that's it. But if I then come here and refresh, you'll notice that that file shows to have been created 12/20 at 4:38. So I have changed the creation date of that file. Now that changes how this displays, because I have these files sorted by date modified. So as you can see, it goes from 12/11 up to 12/20. Now, given that that is now throwing my listing off, I'm going to go ahead and put it back to the 18th, and we'll make it at, let's see, what date should, or what time should it be? 7:25. So we're going to make it 7:20. Well, we'll go ahead and make it 25, I guess. 15 seconds. And that is AM. This is PM. So we're going to make that AM. And I'm going to take the same file, drag it over here, drop it. And let's refresh now again. And now we have 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. It's back in the quote right order, because we've changed the creation date of that file back to, you know, more or less what it should have been. So it's a neat little utility. It's one that I have a use for. Maybe you have a use for it. Maybe you don't. You can click target all the files in the folder, change them all to a different date. There are various options here, but it's a nice little utility. It's harmless in every other way as far as I have been able to tell. So it's just really useful for me. So I wanted to share it with you. And remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.